Norwegian oil company Equinor has been in an uphill battle to get approval to drill in the Great Australian Bight. The petrol giant's been trying to submit a proposal to NOPSEMA, the government regulator, before it can commence drilling. But NOPSEMA will face an audit conducted by Australia's chief scientist to make sure it's up to the task. Will this make more problems than it intends to solve? The Wire's Rowan Neagle with more.
As the fight over drilling in the Great Australian Bight continues, Greenpeace has today expressed its concerns over the federal government's announcement of an audit into NOPSEMA. Jamie Hansen, head of campaigns at Greenpeace Australia Pacific, spoke to me about why this is a concern.
So the regulatory frameworks in Australia are designed in order to facilitate oil production. They're not necessarily fit for purpose for extreme oil projects of this type. We've never seen a project this deep in waters this rough, this far from the shore. Regulators themselves are unused to dealing with projects like this. It's not clear to us that they have the staff they need in order to assess a project 2,239 metres under the water, 400 kilometres from the shore.
Jamie Hansen, head of campaigns at Greenpeace Australia Pacific. Peter Owen, director of the Wilderness Society in SA, is still happy that an audit of any kind is taking place.
And we welcome the fact that there is going to be an audit, and the federal government have announced that, and it's going to be conducted by the chief scientist. But it is critically important that that audit doesn't commence until Equinor's proposal is finalised. And I guess some of the things that we think are really important within that audit obviously are that it is run completely independent from NOPSEMA, the regulator, and that it should examine many of the important stakeholders across southern Australia that Equinor haven't consulted with. Some of these stakeholders include local governments, traditional owners, environment groups and the like.
There seems to be frameworks that are lacking, especially when it comes to comparisons between Norway and South Australia and Australia in general having more lax regulatory frameworks on something that seems to be unprecedented. How's this going to work out?
Yeah, there's no doubt that what's being proposed is high risk. That's why there's so much opposition. That the bite is very deep, it's very rough, it's very remote, and the location they're proposing to drill is smack bang in the middle of the Great Australian Bight Marine Park, of all places. You know, this was set aside 20 years ago to protect the breeding area, that the nursery of the southern right whales. It's totally in an inappropriate place. You know, it's critical that any application to drill out here is considered, you know, absolutely world's best practice. You know, no regulator could even consider an application that, wasn't agreeing to have, you know, second drilling rigs on site in order to drill relief wells. If something goes wrong, CapEx stacks on site. I know in the initial Equinor proposal, a lot of the drilling muds and things were, I think, to be disposed of in the marine park. All of these things need to be addressed very seriously. But on top of all that, where they're proposing to drill.
Why would Equinor be pushing for this if they know it won't, if it's a really high risk and potentially going to be denied an opportunity to drill?
As to why Equinor are still pushing for an approval to drill in the Great Australian Bight, I think is beyond most people. This makes no sense whatsoever. The Australian community don't support it. There's serious concern about what's being proposed even in Norway, which is where Equinor, as a company, Equinor is two-thirds owned by the Norwegian government. You know, there's major opposition to what's being proposed. It simply doesn't make sense. I mean, we would hope that Equinor will follow the lead of BP and Chevron and withdraw their plans from the Bight.
Peter Owen, Director of the Wilderness Society in South Australia, speaking to The Wire's Rowan Neagle.